USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump speaking yesterday to the American Farm Bureau Convention in New Orleans and saying that there is no substitute for a physical barrier like a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border when it comes to border security. In agreement with him is Utah Republican and sometimes critic of President Trump, Senator Mitt Romney, who says he's willing to work with Democrats, but they need to be open to helping President Trump secure the southern border.
I think most of us are for almost any approach that lives with building a wall and enforcement of our immigration system once people are into our country, and we'll work with the Democrats on issues that they care about. But there has to be a win-win here.
The Senate Judiciary Committee begins its hearing on Attorney General nominee William Barr today, President Trump having named him to replace fired AG Jeff Sessions. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
We said at the top of the newscast that President Trump was at the American Farm Bureau Convention in New Orleans yesterday, and besides making a case for the wall at the southern border, he was also commending the nation's farmers.
You believe in hard work and self-reliance. You follow the rules, obey our laws, and respect our great American flag.
The president also touting several new trade deals he says will help America's farmers. Police in northern Wisconsin say the man accused of kidnapping 13-year-old Jamie Kloss and holding her since October told them he chose her after seeing her get off a school bus. Details about the investigation into the kidnapping and the murders of her parents were laid out in a criminal complaint that was released yesterday as Jake Patterson made his first court appearance. He's been ordered held on $500 million cash bail. Patterson ordered held on $5 million cash bail. His next court appearance, February 6th. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
In USA Radio News for your health, a new study linking belly fat to a shrinking brain. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the details now from Washington, D.C.
The research published in the journal Neurology finds the people they studied who had a high body mass index had slightly lower brain volumes, and those with bigger bellies had lower amounts of gray matter in their brains. Gray matter being that that contains much of the brain's nerve cells and controls things like muscles and senses. Researchers say it's not clear if differences in brain structure led to the obesity or if the obesity is what caused changes in the brain. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Another Confederate memorial being taken down. USA Radio's Wendy King with the story.
The controversial Children of the Confederacy Creed plaque at the Texas State Capitol is coming down. It only took a few minutes for the board to agree with the motion to remove the Confederate plaque. Governor Abbott chairs the board.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those against say no or nay. Hearing no nays, the ayes have it.
State Rep. Eric Johnson of Dallas had filed legislation to remove it. He's a descendant of slaves.
Every time I walk past that plaque and I think about the school children who are being miseducated by that plaque, I also think about folks like my mom.
The plaque was called out by historians for denying slavery was a cause of the Civil War.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.